Welcome to the 187th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome. It's been a while, but today I have my own registered dietitian back, Addie Delaney Minerich. Welcome, Addie.
Hello, everyone.
So, Addie is a part of the practice. She lives in Atlanta, so we don't, she gets down about quarterly, maybe a little bit more. And so you're headed down next week. And I'm anxious for you to see the garden. Everything's looking good. We're finally getting some cool weather. So, looks like a real little garden and a couple of our raised beds with Swiss chard and Napa cabbage and broccoli and peppers, tomatoes. We got some eggplants hanging on the tower garden. Cilantro growing in the tower garden, basil growing in the raised beds. We harvested our sweet potatoes, so we have a bucket of those. Got some parsley going, so it's starting to look like a little farm again for our fall growing season in Florida. So that's exciting. We have some papayas on the tree, so we have four or five of those going. I probably eat at least one or two papayas a week. Dogs love papaya. It's actually very good for dogs' digestive systems. And so in the morning when I'm preparing my fruit bowl, they get some on their kibble along with their veggies. So we go through a lot of papaya. Be glad to get some off our own trees. And we have our own very first baby rose apple coming on our rose apple tree. It's about the size of a pea right now, so we're protecting it. And hopefully it'll blossom into our first apple. So that's all good. So I can't wait for you to see the backyard garden.
Yeah, that'll be very cool.
Yeah. So we have exciting news. I'm doing the Sacramento, California International Marathon the first week of December with Michael. And then we'll start our ultra training again because you're going to join us, or we're going to join you outside of Atlanta at Fort Yargo State Park for the Thrill in the Hills.
Yeah, my first ultra. I've done several halves and a whole marathon. Haven't tapped into the Ironman thing like you people. but yeah, so a 50K, I think it's February 13th that weekend. So it's only about an hour north of Atlanta. So it'll be lots of fun. Hopefully we won't get lost up there.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You think of Atlanta being so urban, but you live about 20 minutes outside of downtown and right on a trail that you can do trail running. So I'm quite jealous. Of course, you live in a very hilly neighborhood. Uh-huh. So you're getting lots of hill training in. Just kind of cheating a little bit. But I'm down here on the flats training on my little overpass bridges and
my mother.
Yeah, I know. Try not to be bitter. And I have to use the treadmill for my hill repeats. And then our strength and conditioning coach is giving us workouts to increase our strength. So, yes, Nathan Minerich. So we're how's your strength? He gives us similar workouts. You're a little different than I am. We're doing three. You're doing three a week?
Yeah, three a week. And then one of those days since I started training, I'm running and lifting. I think you do that on most of your lift days.
Yeah, I run in the morning and lift in the evening on Monday and Wednesday, and then on Friday I swim in the morning, so I lift in the evening. It's funny because I think of swimming day as my rest day, but the coach makes us do a lot of kicking. So I'm, you know, it's like, oh, I'm, you know, using, but it's different muscles, you know, and it's all good. Kicking we do, today we did some on the wall, sprint kicking and then sprint 25 yards. So that was good, for freestyle kick, some dolphin kick for the butterfly and, backstroke kick. So it all works. And then, breaststroke kick. So it all works different muscles and it's great for mobility.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good way to tag in some cross training that still's getting your cardio in. And then, like we've both discussed, even when we're not really feeling up to the weight training, it definitely makes you feel a lot better. I mean, you get sore, obviously, but just mobility-wise, it helps a ton, especially when we're adding on the miles.
Oh, absolutely. We both have had some Achilles issues over the years. Tight calves. And so he's incorporated a bunch of different kinds of toe raises for us to get those. And of course, we're I don't know if you're doing your mobility their second page as much as I need to, but we have a whole set of mobility. I try to do those on Tuesday and Thursday where, you know, some foam rolling, stretching, and range of motion. I've got back into trying the front and the side split for hip mobility. So I know. So I'm working on that. You know, I, you know, was never an acrobat. It's kind of funny that at my age, I am trying to get this these splits down. But, you know, reading a lot, Nathan's been talking a lot about, you know, hip mobility and hip flex flexion and tightness and from sitting all day long. So, you know, I think that's really, really good since we're going to bump up the miles is to also bump up the mobility and then the strength training. So very, very cool.
It's all good. It's also a nice way to keep us from packing on the holiday pounds, training for something. So fun tip for everyone. If you're going to be moving through this eating season, plan a race right afterwards and it keeps your activity up.
Right. You know, and that's really good. So, you know, the next thing's coming up is Thanksgiving and the turkey trots. So, you know, so you don't have to just signing up for one keeps you honest. It's a great family tradition to start. We don't usually have a formal turkey trot that we participate in, but we have a local Delaney turkey trot that we take all the furry animals and do a trot around the neighborhood. But yeah, it's eating season and it started with Halloween. And, you know, people, I remember, you know, it's always buy the candy that you want to keep or you want to have around, your favorite type of bars. Being plant-based and vegan, that really pretty much takes that down a lot because there aren't many vegan type chocolates out there, especially the ones that are traditionally put the little Snickers and the little Milky Ways and all those kind of things. And I think people kind of get fooled by that a little bit, that those little snack candies can really pack on the pounds and pack in the fat.
Yeah, the fun size packaging is quite deceiving because we all know no one has just one fun size Snickers. You end up eating the worth of a gigantic Snickers. So, you know, just being aware of, you know, how you're setting yourself up for success through this holiday season and the options that you're putting in your house, even if they're, you know, quote unquote, like they were for Halloween, you're probably going to be more susceptible to eat them as well.
Right. And they're not plant-based. They're not vegan. You know, if you look on the ingredients label, if something has milk in it, dairy in it, it has to be in highlighted in the last line. So you can, you know, pretty much turn it over and be perfectly disappointed at that point that none of these standard chocolate bars are vegan. So, you know, that kind of puts them out of, you know, if you're truly plant-based and trying to stay with that, that's, you know, something that you can't do. Obviously, some of the sugary things are there as well and can be just as much of a problem. But, you know, knowing that, I had a lady in yesterday. And she said, well, she has occasional chocolate. Is that okay? And it's like, well, what do you mean by occasional? And then what do you mean by chocolate? And then it turned in. It's like, well, okay, you know, plant fats, obviously dairy, if you have inflammation going on, it doesn't take much dairy to get this inflammatory reaction going. So even dairy in some of these little chocolate bars can set people off. And then if people have high cholesterol, the fats in these bars, even if they're plant fats, can be turned into cholesterol.
And with a lot of these, you know, candies as well, you know, there's, oh, well, chocolate, you know, it's been proven to be healthy. It's a natural antioxidant. Well, the actual percentage of high quality cocoa or cacao within most commercial chocolates, like we're saying, already non-vegan, but the percentage of chocolate is super low as well. So you're getting higher amount of fillers by the form of cheap fats, cheap oils, cheap processed sugar, the cheapest kind of chocolate they can find, and then filling it then with milk too. So really tiny percentage of actual chocolate. So, you know, when you're thinking too, you're not even really getting what you think you're paying for.
And most people are attracted to the fillers, not really the cacao.
And that's what gets you addicted to it.
Yes, yes. And, you know, so, and don't be fooled for any stretch of the imagination that the companies don't realize that. So beware, beware, beware.
Yeah,
so we want to.
sister paid the big bucks to get you to want to buy more. So just know, uphill battle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and, you know, when I was little, you know, all those things, they didn't come in the giant bags of people, you know, they, so now it starts, geez, in August, they start selling these giant bags that are on the shelves, and, you know, Walmart has rows lined with this stuff, and it continues, and then it goes on sale, and then people buy more, and it can really be into trouble. But that's all, that's gone, and hopefully you took that someplace and eliminated it. And maybe it was even better. Maybe you bought Lara bars or little Clif bars or something, or but nevertheless, moving on to Thanksgiving, we'd like to, start talking a little bit about, you know, how to get through Thanksgiving, how to make it a great holiday as far as your food goes, and, you know, work your way into the holidays, because it becomes one party after another. And you want to participate, and we want you to participate, and we want you to have a good time, but we also want you to stay healthy.
Right. And I think the main thing around these holiday seasons, especially baking season, coming up, you know, starting now, that I tell a lot of people is, you know, yes, we're in baking season, but you do not need, if you have a household of two, or maybe you're living by yourself, you don't need to go through and bake these large recipes and just have them sitting on your counter, because, you know, willpower being what it is, you're going to eat more of them than probably what you should. So waiting for those big, larger recipes to be made closer to celebrations where you're bringing them, where they can be shared among other people. Also looking for alternatives that are giving you the taste that you're looking for, but are a little bit on the healthier side. And, you know, how much of that sugar or sweetener do you really need in those recipes? And backing it down, using more unprocessed ingredients, all these little changes to get us through the holidays a little bit better than maybe we did last year.
Yeah. And that's the bottom line, is if you can do a little bit better today than you did yesterday, a little bit better this year than you did last year, it's, you know, all a great transition. And, you know, I guess since we're starting about, you know, talking about baking, you know, there are a lot of recipes out there for pumpkin breads, gingerbreads, zucchini breads, and they have oil in them. You can take the oil out and substitute in the flax egg or chia seeds, applesauce, and they work out just fine. And like Addie said, when you're putting fruit, you know, dates, raisins in these things, you can back down on the sugar that's called for, substitute in maple syrups a little bit better. At least it has some, you know, vitamins, some minerals in it. And just back it down, because if as you make these recipes over and over and you back down the sugar, you become very, you know, you start to taste the other flavors, and they are still very, very good.
Definitely see some taste bud turnover without the need. And then it also helps you, you know, we also talk about the holiday detox that everybody, you know, tries to get on, especially, you know, New Year's hits. And those cravings are a real thing. If you're exposing your gut flora as well as your taste buds, as well as those receptors and your pleasure receptors in your brain to these high sugar, high fat foods all through the holidays, it makes those New Year's resolutions or health goals to start to eat a little bit, you know, quote unquote cleaner, a little bit more difficult, because you've been exposed to all these hypersaturated flavors. So if we can just back it down a little bit through the holidays, it still tastes great, and it's not getting you, you know, quote unquote addicted to these types of foods.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always, and of course I didn't realize it for a long time, but I'm very sensitive to oils. Oil over the years has given me indigestion. I had to take medication for it. And when I quit using oil, then the indigestion went away. And it was funny, over the holiday season in our house was always a time of baking. And even when we were vegan, we were still baking and using oil up for, you know, early on, and I would still get indigestion. And even when we, you know, even progressed and used some of these nut crust and nut based things, I still would have issues with it. So we've backed that down from nut crust to oatmeal, oat flour crust, using, you know, some dates and fruit sweeteners to make crust like that, or not even using a crust. You know, part of the pumpkin pie is all about the pumpkin. for the most part. And, you know, so a little oat crust and or no crust, and even, you know, making little, you know, ramekins of the, you know, the pumpkin part can be a great dessert. You can, you know, top those with raisins and make them pretty. But, you know, you can make the pie a lot without the crust even sometimes. And, you know, we do a great, there's several different twists on pumpkin pie with silken tofu and various things that you can, you know, you can so-called fool anybody with a great pumpkin pie and still be plant-based and not have to use all the traditional sugar and milk that they, you know, I know years past they used condensed milk, you know, way back in, as well as, you know, I guess you also have to be careful. They sell the pumpkin pie filling in the cans as opposed to just pumpkin.
Yeah.
And those, the reason why they taste so good is because they're loaded with sugar and loaded with other stuff besides pumpkin.
I definitely read those labels because, especially if you're looking, walking through the baking aisle, they have made several products that can either, you know, increase that sweetness or decrease your baking time. But a lot of those things have increased oil, increased sugar, the pre-made baking blends of things versus, you know, making from good old scratch. It takes your control out of the ingredients you can use. So just take just a teeny bit more time to blend your flours and things like that on your own, but then you're in more control of what you're actually making.
Yeah. And you have to beware, you know, one of the marketing ploys is, you know, well, if you don't use white flour, then, you know, people use almond meal or other nut meals or different, you know, these are all blended, you know, from a nut into flour. So it's high calorie dense things. So just because, you know, people say, oh, flour is bad. Well, yes, white flour is bad, but so are these other things. So it's not like you went from white flour to a health food by using almond flour or whatever kind of flour. And then, you know, it comes down to the parties, I guess, is the parties and the family gatherings and being part of the tribe. You know, the original tribe was the Pilgrims and the Indians, right? And they, I remember watching Pocahontas with you, the Pocahontas movie, over and over and over. But, you know, people get together, share food, share recipes, share their goods, and you want to be part of a tribe. And so it can be difficult at the holiday season. You know, how do you get along? One of the things that I have just seen is that Whole Foods is offering to make a vegan dinner for people that they can purchase and as a takeout. It's just like, you know, places make turkeys. Well, they will make all the fixings. And you can, you know, so pick those up and then take them to your local gathering so you can have a complete Thanksgiving meal or have your complete Thanksgiving meal there. Mama Says, if you have not heard of that company, MAMA, capital SEZZ.com, is offering a Thanksgiving bundle so that you can get some of their products and share those.
Holiday bundle.
Holiday bundle. Yeah, I said holiday bundle.
Repurpose that right through.
And it go ahead. What was it called again?
The Healthy Holiday Bundle.
Okay. So, you know, that works to be able to have something if you don't necessarily usually prepare things.
Right. Or if you are maybe the only one going to someone else's home that is eating this way, it makes a nice option to have something that maybe you don't have to prepare this whole meal just for one person, just for two people. You can bring food options that are helping you reach optimal health and wellness, but you're still participating in the holiday traditions, getting to converse with friends and family, but don't have to sacrifice on your health.
Yeah, and I think the best way to get around all this as far as when you're going into either a person's home or perhaps you're having family in is just leave the discussion of why you're doing what you're doing out of it. especially for the holidays and parties. If someone asks questions, give the bare minimal answer and try to hold yourself from going into the, you know, the full forks over knives lecture on why you should be plant-based. Just, you know, blow it off as, you know, you're just, you know, eating this way, trying to be a little healthy, looking to get more vegetables in, and, you know, no big deal. And, you know, don't try to convince everybody in the room that they should be plant-based, especially on the, you know, these holidays.
Yeah, and I think one of the best ways, I just discussed this with one of our members this week, is, you know, when someone asks or starts to give their opinion or their, you know, expert nutrition advice, because, you know, we're all experts, on how you're eating, I think the best response is, well, that's nice, but this is what I'm doing and this is what's working for me with my health goals. And I am very intentional about wanting to live, you know, healthy for myself and have a good quality of life. And this is working for me. And I don't think anyone that cares about you will argue with that. So just kind of make it very much about yourself. You know, you're not putting this on anyone, not passing judgment. This is just something that's working for you. Again, not hiding what you're doing, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But we do know, especially around the holidays, food can be a touchy subject. So just making it more about you and your personal choices and your health versus projecting onto others.
Yes. By this time in people's life, you know, plant-based nutrition, veganism is out there enough that most people have heard of the word and have their own opinion about it. And they're not really looking to, you know, for health advice, especially over the holidays, and would probably like to ignore it. So it's best just to kind of leave it alone. But, you know, when we go to change, if you're new to plant-based, if this is your first Thanksgiving as, you know, eating plant-based, it can be very tough and very challenging and very anxiety provoking, because the reality of it is we all want to be part of a tribe. We all want to be part of a group, a part of a team, you know, whether it's your family or your neighbors or your church or, you know, a card club or sports groups, you know, political party. We all want to be part of a team. And, you know, unfortunately, in today's society, we tend to be polarized. It's either your team or my team. And it's not, you know, we don't cross the aisle, so to speak, very often between teams, whether it's political parties or paleo and veganism. And you want to fit in, and you don't want to be ostracized from your, you know, say if it's your family or a close group of friends, you don't necessarily want to be ostracized for them because of your views on what you deem is a healthy way to eat. On the other hand, you know, so you can feel that, you know, well, they don't like me because I'm plant-based and they just, you know, pick on me. But the other side of the coin is what you actually bring to the table. So you may be plant-based, but if you bring other things to the tribe that people deem valuable, then they're not going to mind so much that you're eating, you know, a little bit weird. I think looking at the broader picture, what, you know, you can kind of sit back and what is your tribe, and, you know, how have you fit into that group over the years? What's been your role? You know, what have you brought to the table for that group? What has that group brought to the table for you that makes you fit in and that makes you want to be part of that tribe? And I was actually thinking this morning about my mom, Addie's grandmother, and she's a very unique individual, 85 years young. And just to kind of mention her activity schedule this week, she just got over a bronchitis, but she came back in full force. So Tuesday was Zumba, Wednesday was yoga, Thursday was golf, Friday is nutrition class, Saturday and Sunday are golf again in the movies. So, I mean, you know, she's obviously, you can see at 85, very much you know, out there. And, you know, she started out, her parents are both Italian immigrants, and they had a small bar in a coal mining town, and very, very, very small, in West Virginia. And she became a majorette, And so she was hanging out with kids that weren't from that area that she was from, that small, but she had friends in both places. And she was, she hung, you know, she brought, you know, her happiness and positive positive get, you know, go for it spirit back then to being a majorette. But she also brought that same positive experience, you know, back into the bar and the people that were there and interacting with them. And it's continued with her over the years. I've watched whether, you know, she's part of a golf league or a church league or whatever. She's always a little bit different. You know, she's probably a little bit more outgoing. She's, you know, my mom always dresses the part. She, you know, she never goes to an event that she's not dressed, whether it's a golden blue at West Virginia or Steelers outfit or Zumba outfit or golf outfit. So,
she worked before most women were working. You know, she wasn't, you know, and whether, you know, no good or bad or different. But you know, some criticism came upon her for that, but she kind of always has stayed in her own lane. She's, she's the life of the party. She's not someone who's, you know, sit back and reserved. You know, she brought a lot to her marriage, a lot to your family. She wasn't, you know, just kind of obedient following the course, that someone else laid ahead of her. She kind of blazed her own trail, and embraced it and never really worried about, you know, whatever situation she comes into fitting into that situation, but more, oh, I'm just going to bring a little bit of my own pizzazz. And if they like it, that's great. And if not, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah. And I think that's really a good way to look at it as far as these tribes go, as far as being plant-based. You know, you're walking into a room that majority of people are not plant-based. They may or may not have heard of it. They probably don't want to hear about it, but that doesn't mean you can't be part of that tribe. That just means that, you know, you're your own person. And what other qualities do you have? You have some other quality besides eating. You know, I heard a friend of mine's husband said one time that all you people do is talk about food. You know, but the reality of it is everybody talks about food. We're just talking about a different kind of food, you know, but, you know, what else do you bring to the table? If you're in a card group that, you know, there's something that you always have in common with people besides just the food. So look to those other things that you have in common with them and the other qualities that they bring to the table. And it makes it much easier to have your differences, you know. We all want to be unique, yet we all want to be the same. It's the lifelong struggle, you know. Everybody wants to blaze their own path, but yet be a part of a group. And you know, plant-based nutrition is no different. And so, you just have to keep true to yourself, and you know, find out how you can do it. Whether it's bring your own food, call ahead if you're going out, say, can I get this or that? Host your own dinner party. You know, there's lots of ways out there, and we'll keep mentioning, you know, what we eat, and, you know, we kind of stalled out on desserts and things early on, but, I think that's what scares people though. You know, they want to be able to have the treats as well on the holidays, but, you know, we obviously don't do a turkey, but we have our tables full of different vegetables that we, you know, really enjoy and are traditions for us.
Yeah, besides the turkey, which we really didn't do a whole lot of turkey thing growing up. But I mean, besides that, we have all of the same food, you know, titles that we have always had. We've just adjusted them to make them a little healthier, or if there was an animal product in there, swapping it out for a plant-based substitute.
Yeah. You know, the menu hasn't changed, other than the animal part. So the rest of the stuff that we have, and it's probably even better. You know, I mean, it really is better because, again, it's less greasy. You can, because it's much more less calorie dense.
You can eat more.
You can eat more, you know, so it's great.
That? Pull out the stretchy band.
So, you know, again, we do pretty much the same table we've always done in many years past, but it's plant-based. So I think if the readers or listeners, I guess, have some interests, we do a newsletter once monthly for, you know, anyone that wants to sign up for our newsletter. If you go to drdelaney.com, D-O-C-T-O-R-D-U-L-A-N-E-Y.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. And I think what this year we'll share what we're doing for Thanksgiving and some recipes. And so you can kind of join in.
Right. And then, you know, we typically do a very similar meal for Thanksgiving that we do for Christmas Day. So you'll have it for then. And then I think, you know, as well as once we get into December, I'll be putting out another newsletter in addition to the regular one that you would get monthly if you're signed up, that will contain some baking tips, substitutions, ways to keep things healthy, just a few dietitian tips from our household baker. It's the role I've taken on. So that'll be available to you too if you go ahead and sign up.
Yes, that's fabulous. So that'll be a great idea. You know, and, you know, like we talked about early on, it's very much important to keep moving during the holidays and every day, because we know that, you know, when you exercise and then you stop, you lose that fitness pretty quick. And so it's always harder to start back up. When you're not exercising, your metabolism goes down. You lose mobility. And there's a lot of evidence that, you know, as far as the protective roles in preventing cancer, preventing the recurrence of cancer, that if you stop exercising for a period, you lose a lot of that protectiveness. So it's really, really important that, you know, you continue your exercise program. And I really do like the idea of people having a goal, whether it's a goal race, something out there that you want to train for, because it's, you know, it really does motivate you.
And I think, you know, as we move through this season of many folks might be traveling and things like that, and you're just trying this, you know, health and wellness lifestyle that you've adopted for yourself, it's just kind of getting started. I always suggest to people too, maybe when you're traveling, it doesn't look like, you know, your structured hour at the gym that you get in at home when you have a very nice routine set up for yourself, but just something to keep that fresh habit in your mind, especially when we're traveling, keep some kind of a routine. It helps with those health goals. It helps with your overall health. And it honestly helps you with, you know, through this eating season or travel season, just to maintain some steady state with your exercise routine. So yeah, maybe it's not, like I said, the full hour or, you know, the exact run that you would be doing at home, but trying to get in something that is attainable that you can check off, that's a positive way to start your day, is better than nothing at all.
Yeah. I mean, there are streakers in running that are part of the, not streakers without their clothes on, but streakers that how many days consecutively they've run. I'm getting an eye roll here. But, you know, I think that it's good that they set the, you know, it's like, I'm going to commit to doing exercise. I'm going to commit to running every day, at least a mile, a lot of these people. So they get at least that mile in. And you may say, well, that's not really worth putting your shoes on if it's just a mile or whatever, but it keeps you in the habit. And so even if it's a little bit, 10, 15 minutes, you go through a stretching calisthenics, you know, quick workout. We, you know, and with our members, we have monthly challenges. So every week we do something different. And so they're learning a routine that they can, you know, incorporate into their daily training with different movements. So, you know, even if you go through some of this, it really helps to maintain the habit by doing something every day and continuing it. I think that's kind of a good place to kind of jump off for a while. I think we'll continue over the holidays to keep Addie on board here to keep us all straight. Addie also is in charge, along with Nathan, of designing our workouts for the membership, and we, again, our monthly wellness challenges. You know, we feel that our members are, you know, they're special people. And they're looking, you know, to put that extra effort in to maintain their health and wellness and to live as well as they can for as long as they can. And that's all about not only eating well, eating plant-based, eating as many antioxidants and nutrients as you can get, but also moving. And it's, you know, it's such a pleasure to work with people that really want to, you know, get their bodies in the best shape and keep their bodies in the best shape that they possibly can. And if you have some interest in that, or you're just not getting that from your healthcare provider, because I think, you know, in this day and age, you know, regular doctors that you just go for. You know, there's not that much sickness, and as far as infections, you know, our water's clean. You know, people aren't getting too many of those. We get the common colds and flus, but you know, lifestyle disease is where it's at, and just a quarterly visit with your doctor to is not, you know, that doesn't address these other things, doesn't necessarily get you on the best path of health and prevention. So if you have some interest in, you know, you want to be one of those people that, you know, live well until you don't, exercise, have, you know, exercise goals, fitness goals, as well as nutritional goals, you know, look us up. We have a lot of different things to choose from online as well as, you know, in person. And we'd love to work with you.
Yeah, and it's been a pretty cool past couple of months. We've had several members that we've helped either specifically with the training as well as nutrition, or just sports nutrition that coordinates with their training and or competition, that have competed in CrossFit competitions, whether that be individual or team in their local areas or in half marathons. We have one member coming up this weekend who's doing a half. And then we had one last month, her first full half. So it's just been really great to see people, you know, find activities that they love, because just like you need to love the food you eat, because we do a lot of a huge portion of our lives we're eating, finding activities that you love is going to make that part of your health and wellness so much more sustainable too. So that's been a really big joy, I think, just this fall even.
So get out and move, eat well, choose well, stay on the wagon. And thank you for listening. And Addie, I'll look forward to seeing you in person next week.
Yep, I'll see you all in the office next Thursday.
All right. Have a good week, y'all. Bye. Bye-bye.